כל הלשון, כל התורה, בכל מקום.
So a short thought for the Shabbos table. The Kovod Shabbos Kodesh. This week, the Parshas Parshas Boy. And I think every year, I come back to the same ideas that Ramban at the end of the parasha. The Sam Sofer in the Tshuva writes that the Ramban is Yesoidu Amuna V'Shoresh Adas. We appreciate those words when we read the Ramban at the end of this parasha. The Ramban tries to explain why is it so important and so fundamental that we remember forever the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the Ramban writes, The dramatic, magnificent, miraculous events of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the like, are just to open our minds and our hearts to appreciate and understand the ongoing miracle of nature. The Ramban was aware that this is a world of determinism. Yes, there are natural forces at play. Of course, physics and chemistry and biology and astronomy and everything in between. But we need to understand and believe those forces were created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, formulated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, run by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they have no power or koyach into themselves. It is all Hashgacha Pratis. And the laws of nature, the forces of nature, are tools that HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses. And this world is like a puppet show. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu out there pulls at the strings. And from the miraculous, great events and miracles, we are to learn about the greatest miracle of all, and that is the miracle of our daily lives, the miracle of nature. Many, many years ago, I shared a mushel, and I wrote it in my sperm. There was a sculptor, the greatest of all, Michelangelo himself. Or others. And his statues were real. You almost could see them breathe. And he worked 6 months. And he made a horse. And the horse was so real. So he takes his piece of art, puts it in the marketplace, and he sits right next to it, waiting for people to exalt his work and give him compliments. Dor hoylech v'dor bo. Nobody looks at his direction at all. Broken hearted, he comes home and he says, people no longer appreciate art. They lost their taste for aesthetics. Nobody said a word. And his wife tells him, my dear husband, your work is so perfect. People think it's an actual horse. So why would they stop to look at horses? Well, happens to be a beautiful horse, but there are others as well. So the sculptor asks, so what am I supposed to do? Make a horse that looks like a donkey or a mule or maybe a cow or an oxen? You don't need my talent to do that. So one of his family members gave him an etzah. Cut it in half. Separate one half from the other. Everybody will be shocked. How is this possible? A horse cut in half and he's standing on his feet. They'll realize it's not real. It's not a living animal. It's a statue. And then they will appreciate work. Kodesh Baruch Hu split the sea, not for us to look at the split, but to open our eyes and minds and hearts. Look at the sea. Look at the sky. The Navi says, Su'u moroim einechem ura'u mi boro elo. Hamoitze b'mispasavoam l'kulam b'shem yikro. Amitz koyach. V'rav oinim Lift your eyes, look at the heavens, look at the sky, look at the sea, look around, look at yourselves, and appreciate the greatest miracle of all, the miracle of nature, the miracle of life. Men anisim agadolim v'hamefrosomim, v'odamoyde benisim hanestorim, she'eim yesod kol ha'Torah kulo. And I think the Ramban actually means two things, nature and history. The Ramban uses dual language, called Voreinu v'mikreinu, hem nisim ein behem teva umin hago shel olam. Nature is a miracle, so is history. So is history, especially our history. We are to understand our unbelievable, miraculous, and unprecedented story is definitely Ashgocha Protus. Mighty empires rose and fell, each of them having a moment of glory under the sun and then sinking into oblivion. We're around against all odds. That is a miracle. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed the dramatic, unbelievable, miraculous events and miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim, it is to teach us. When it's obvious and when not, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always with us. Nature is a miracle, and so is Jewish history. If that is the way we will live, we will get there. We will achieve what we are here to achieve. Dveikus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Emuna, and the Tochen. We will cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we are in pain, and we will sing the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in days of calm, serenity, and happiness. Have a beautiful Shabbos. Shabbos Shalom Amavoyach.
עולם שלם של תוכן מחכה לך בכל הלשון 03-617-1111